Bible versus Quran. Where is the truth? By Wyatt Sisioka. Read by William Williams. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. And we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming that which came before him in the Torah. We gave him the gospel. Surah 5, verse 35. True Christians recognize the Holy Bible as God's inerrant word, perfect as given to his people. Nominal Christians have waged crusades and committed terrible atrocities in its name, sometimes fighting against other nominal Christians and sometimes fighting against those who revere other books as holy, committing acts of violence the God of the Bible condemns as sin. One book revered as holy by more than 1.6 billion people alive today claims that it, not the Bible, is the final, perfect, and infallible source of divine revelation. That book, the Quran, has also been used over the centuries to try to justify violent acts that the Bible and true Christians also rightly recognize as sin. Muslims and Christians alike need to understand what the Bible says about itself. And Muslims in particular might be surprised by what the Quran actually says about the Bible. The religion behind the Quran. Islam is the second largest world religion. It has its greatest concentration of believers in the Middle East and North Africa, where more than 93% of the 340 million plus population is Muslim. The largest numbers of Muslims, however, are outside the Middle East, with more than a billion in South and Southeast Asia, where they make up about 25% of the population. Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population, with more than 200 million adherents. Saudi Arabia, home of the religion, has just 25 million. Muhammad, whom Muslims consider to be the final prophet of God, reported his first revelation in 610 AD, a revelation he said came from the Archangel Gabriel, and he continued to report revelations over the last two decades of his life. These revelations were codified after his death into the document now known as the Quran. The two main branches of Islam today are the Sunni and the Shia, who trace their different lineages to a succession dispute among Muhammad's first followers. Shiite Muslims look to Muhammad's son-in-law and cousin Ali as the religion's first rightful caliph, religious head of state, while Sunni Muslims accept the authority of the first three rulers who led the community after Muhammad's death, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman. The two branches also differ in their jurisprudence, relying on different hadith, or sayings of Muhammad and his companions, compiled in the 10th century AD to establish precedent in religious disputes. Although Muslims acknowledge many distinguishing names for God, based on different divine attributes, the primary name they use is Allah, a word known to Arabs in pre-Islamic times, as we see from the name of Muhammad's father, Abid Allah, meaning servant of God. The Quran consists of 114 chapters, or surah, each supposedly revealed by Allah through an angel, but only written toward the end of Muhammad's lifetime and shortly afterward. The last text was supposedly written during the caliphate of Umar. Several hundred years before Muhammad, the 22 Hebrew books of the Old Testament, split into 39 in Christian editions, and the 27 Greek language books of the New Testament, had been codified, or canonized, as the Christian Bible. Muhammad, traveling across the Middle East with his uncle, a trader, would inevitably have been exposed to many individuals professing belief in the Bible, with its clear message of one sovereign God, a stark contrast to the many gods worshipped by the various Arabian tribes. Whether Shia, Sunni, or other, all Muslims revere Allah as God, Muhammad as Allah's messenger, and the Quran as Allah's perfect message. In fact, despite a number of passages written in an old Arabic practically unintelligible to modern speakers, Muslim scholars consider the Quran perfect and incorruptible. Indeed, most Muslims consider it pre-existent and uncreated, as eternal as Allah. How does the Quran call for the spread of Islam? It allows Muslims to convert or kill unbelievers. Surah 9, verse 5, and Surah 47, verse 4. Today, Muslims hold differing opinions about the Quran's 41 references to jihad, an Arabic word that can be rendered into English as struggle or battle. Some interpret jihad as primarily an internal and spiritual process, while others take it as a command to wage literal physical war against non-believers. In the first decades of Islam, Muslims indeed waged war widely in the name of their faith. Consider the Zoroastrian community of Persia, which had flourished for more than 1,000 years before Muhammad. Beginning around 635 AD, Muslim armies increasingly encroached on Persia, and within a generation or two, most Zoroastrians had either converted to Islam or had fled to India. A similar pattern would occur elsewhere across the Middle East and North Africa until the reach of Islam eventually extended as far north as the gates of Vienna and as far west as Spain. Interestingly, it is namely the people of the Book, Jews and Christians who do not accept the Quran, who are to be subjugated and, if necessary, killed. Muslims are instructed to fight those of the people of the Book who do not truly believe in God, or Allah, and the Last Day, until they pay the tax and agree to submit. Surah 9, verses 29 and 30. This is in stark contrast to the Bible's command to Christians who are forbidden from violence or even hatred. Matthew chapter 5, verses 39 to 44. Christians are to love their enemies, Luke chapter 6, verse 35, and display the fruits of the Spirit in their lives, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Christians understand that Jesus' kingdom is not yet of this world, John chapter 18, verse 36, are to proclaim the good news of Christ's return, Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and Matthew 24, verse 14, and are to await his return when he will reign as King of Kings, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 16. The Inspired Scripture Debate. The Bible teaches that God spoke his inspired scripture through divinely chosen men moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. That it is theopneustos, or God-breathed. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. That it is true, John chapter 17, verse 17, and the basis for all doctrine, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. The inspired canon of Scripture concludes with the sobering warning that the Bible is not to be added to or taken from, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. It is not to be contradicted by some further revelation, quote-unquote, that would revise or supersede its commands. How do Muslims deal with this? Some Muslims contend that the Bible was originally trustworthy, but that it had become corrupted at some point. This is simply a false and easily disprovable claim. Many Bible manuscripts date back to hundreds of years before Muhammad's time. Furthermore, these manuscripts were well known in Muhammad's day, and many of those same manuscripts remain to modern times. For example, the beautifully preserved Codex Vaticanus, Codex Sinaiticus, both ca. 340 to 350 AD, the Chester Beatty Papyri, ca. 250 AD, smaller fragments such as the John Ryland fragment, ca. 117 to 138 AD, the Bodmer Papyri, and hundreds of other copies of the New Testament, which date from before the time of Muhammad, survive today and attest to the inerrancy of Scripture. These many documents, in addition to the Dead Sea Scrolls, testified to the preservation and codification of Scripture well before Muhammad's day. They also present Muslims with a dilemma. If the claimed corruption occurred before the time of Muhammad, then why does the Quran refer to the Bible as the Word of God and insist it is to be followed? Surah 2, verses 40 to 42 and verse 75, Surah 3, verse 3, 71, 93, and verses 98 to 99, Surah 5, verse 68, Surah 6, verse 91, Surah 10, verse 37 and 94, Surah 21, verse 7, Surah 29, verse 45, and Surah 35, verse 31, and Surah 46, verse 11. Why does the Quran instruct that Christians were to find the truth in the New Testament of Muhammad's day? Surah 10, verse 94. Additionally, if the New Testament is the Word of God, as proclaimed in Surah 5, verse 46, 67, and 71, and if Jesus was a prophet of God, as Surah 4, verse 171 and elsewhere assert, then Jesus' words in the Bible should be believed and obeyed. The Quran itself points to the legitimacy of the Bible that God gave to Israel, Surah 2, verses 40 to 42. Furthermore, the Quran teaches that the word of God cannot be changed and that it must be believed and obeyed, Surah 2, verse 136, Surah 4, verse 136, Surah 6, verse 34, Surah 10, verse 34, Surah 29, verse 46. The Bible asserts that it and no other text is God's word, recorded and codified by holy men, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And, as has been noted, the Bible has been faithfully preserved through the centuries. Two of hundreds of examples of the preservation of the Bible are the Codex Sinaiticus and Codex Vaticanus. These beautiful and complete Latin Bibles are available to view in museums today. These are two of the oldest surviving complete Bibles, assembled ca. 340 AD, more than three centuries before the Quran. Their texts, translated, read nearly identically to any modern New King James Version or King James Version Bible that may be purchased today. Consider that the Codex Sinaiticus, written before the time of Muhammad and surviving on parchment for more than 1,670 years, contains the same text from the Book of Revelation noted above, which can be translated as plainly as what you will find in your New King James Version Bible today. I testify to everyone that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone add to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book, and if anyone take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life, and from the holy city, which things are written in this book. Chapter 22, verses 18 to 19 of the book of Revelation. Where modern accretions have crept into later translations of the Bible, these are well known, such as the famous Johannine comma in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, used to falsely present God as a Trinity. Yes, God has preserved the ancient texts that let us know the truth of his inspired word. The Bible has not been corrupted. Rather, its original text has been preserved accurately through the centuries. Christians have faith in the veracity of these words and have faith in the hope of the resurrection and in the tree of life and the holy city. The Bible, the word of God, contains these words of life. CF John chapter 6, verse 63. These words are true, trustworthy, final, perfect, and infallible. No other scripture is needed, nor has been given. Salvation available to all. The need for salvation and the hope of life after death are core themes in both the Quran and the Bible, yet the two books are incompatible in their understanding of Jesus Christ. The Quran teaches that Jesus was neither God nor the Son of God, but was simply a prophet. This is such an important Islamic tenet that the assertion that God begets not, taken from Surah 112, verse 3, was inscribed on the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem toward the end of the 7th century AD. While the Quran points to Jesus as sent from God, the Christian Bible is unique in presenting salvation as coming through God who became flesh. Muhammad pointed his followers to many biblical prophecies of Jesus' coming. Surah 3, verses 38 to 48 tells of angels informing Zechariah the priest, the father of John the Baptist, about Jesus' imminent birth. The Quran records that upon his visiting the Virgin Mary, Zechariah tells her the unborn baby is from Allah, and even states that he would be the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, who will be held in honor in this world and in the next. Surah 3, verse 45. Interestingly, although the Quran rejects that Jesus was the Son of God, Surah 19, verse 35, the Quran does teach Jesus' resurrection, that Jesus said he would be raised to life again. Surah 19, verses 33 to 34. In the Christian Bible, by contrast, Jesus proclaimed that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. Furthermore, the Bible condemns the notion of salvation through any other than Jesus Christ. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Indeed, the Bible, known to Muhammad and praised in the Quran, consistently points to Jesus Christ as the hope for salvation. Job expressed his hope of being resurrected to see God when his Redeemer would stand at last on the earth. CF Job, chapter 19, verses 25 to 26. Jesus proclaimed that he would spend 3 days and three nights in the tomb, just as Jonah had spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish. Jonah chapter 1 verse 17, Matthew chapter 12 verses 39 to 40. Christ appeared to multitudes after his death and resurrection. Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24 verses 36 to 51, Acts chapter 1 verse 3. The apostles Peter and Paul proclaimed that Jesus Christ was indeed resurrected from the dead. Acts chapter 2 verses 22 to 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 to 8. Furthermore, the Bible teaches that the Word was God, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that Jesus Christ was the Word, and that grace and truth come through Him. John chapter 1 verses 1 to 18. The Christian Bible declares that Jesus was the God of the Old Testament, the rock whom Israel followed in the wilderness, who spoke the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. The Bible makes plain that the Word came in the flesh, born of a virgin, and any who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh are labeled a deceiver and an antichrist. 2 John verse 7. John records that rejection of the Word made flesh was a deceit already in the world even during his time. 1 John chapter 4 verse 3. The Quran promises the fire of hell as a permanent home for those who reject Islam. Surah 9 verse 68. Even while acknowledging that Jesus was sent by God and as such was to be believed and obeyed. And Christ's clear message, recorded in the same canonized Bible praised by Muhammad and the Quran, is that He alone, as the Son of God and the Messiah, is the only hope for all humanity to receive salvation and eternal life. Yes, through Christ, salvation is available to all peoples who accept His message and obey Him. Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. Christians have a Savior. No mere prophet, Jesus was the Christ, fulfilling all things written in the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms concerning Him. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 46. This understanding comes through the Christian Bible, verse 45, which explains that He suffered and was resurrected from the dead, verse 46, so that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations, verse 47. The Quran teaches the fear of Allah, who will send sinners to the fire of hell, yet it offers no Savior whose atonement can do what sinning human beings cannot do for themselves. Those who obey the God of the Christian Bible, however, are profoundly thankful that God sent His Son to take away the sins of the world, 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that He was then resurrected and then ascended back to His Father in heaven until He would come again. John chapter 14, verse 3. We can be thankful that He will come again, and that a time will then come when all will be able to come to this knowledge, and ultimately every knee will bow to Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. May we suggest the booklet, The Bible, Fact or Fiction. Unlike the Quran, the Bible is a source of provable truth from a loving and all-powerful God. Request a free printed booklet from the regional office nearest you, or order at tomorrowsworld.org. PDF, EPUB, and Kindle are also available. Request your free literature, Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course.